Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from Ahas. Looks like the problems with the Ahas website may have been fixed. Big thank you to Paul and his expert friend Richard. You should have received an email with the latest calendar on Wednesday. If you did not receive this email, then I do not have your current email address. I've had a complaint that the Anjoli Hall at Crafers is too far away from the heartland for some of our members to go. I have been sent details of two other halls in the area by the council, and Ahas has used both of these in the past. One is now not suitable as our membership has grown to more than double what it was when these venues were used by Ahas, and also the facilities are primitive. The other we were visiting on Tuesday the 20th, but the COVID lockdown has put a stop to this. When the lockdown is lifted, we will visit this venue and hopefully book it for the next 2 years of general meetings. At the July 15th general meeting, Dean, VK5LB, introduced us to his latest toy, a Hack RF rig. Pity the weather was so bad. We only had about half the usual attendees at this general meeting. An amazing bit of hardware and rather frightening. On August the 19th, we have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35JT Tonga Expedition, telling us a great story. Keep your eyes on your emails just in case the COVID scuttles this plan. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL was to be on Friday the 23rd of July, but this has been cancelled due to the lockdown. Stay in touch to find out when we can resume this popular activity. The brunch at the Shack on Saturday the 31st of July has been cancelled due to the lockdown. We do not know when it's going to end. The Ahas shirts are ready to pick up, and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee mornings and at the recent general meetings. If you cannot collect them at a meeting, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au, and that's patstore@adam.com.au. The Ironstone Range site now has two Kiwi SDR receivers online, and with the loan of some newer batteries, it is now online 24/7. I'm surprised at the signals I'm hearing from New Zealand and from the USA on 40 and 20 metres. This may indicate the start of our next solar cycle. Not much else to do during the lockdown, so might as well listen around. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what Ahas is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstore@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, as you all no doubt know, all of our events have been curtailed due to the current COVID lockdown. We've had on-air nets to replace the coffee club on Wednesdays and the Friday night meeting because the visit to the Sea Rescue Squadron was cancelled. But that will be rescheduled to be on at a future date. And at this stage, it is not certain if the Christmas in July 5th Friday lunch at the Bombay Bicycle Club will be occurring next Friday. However, we should be able to notify you what the situation is by Tuesday, when hopefully the lockdown is lifted, and we can then announce what is happening on the Coffee Corona Club net and by emails. So don't forget the Northeast Radio Club nets, the meeting on Friday night on the Houghton repeater replacing the visit to the Sea Rescue Squadron was well attended, and we had a good on-air discussion about all sorts of radio topics. And, the radio nets that the Northeast Radio Club are conducting are replacing all our normal activities. The Coffee Corona Club net is on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 megahertz, at 0900 on Wednesday mornings, so come along and enjoy a QSO with the Northeast Radio Club members. And also the F-Troop net is on Friday afternoons at 5pm on the Link repeater network, and that's a good discussion on various radio subjects and other things as well. So come on up to those nets and enjoy discussion with all the different radio amateurs who are attending. Well, that's all for this week. Keep warm and dry and stay safe. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. We were certainly very lucky last weekend, as with all the rain that we had this past week, it is almost certain that the car rally would not have been able to go ahead. It was in some doubt leading up to the event because of the wet conditions, but in the end Lady Luck smiled on us and we were able to run it. It will, no doubt, be making things difficult for all of the trucks that cart logs and wood chip out of the bush here in the southeast. Next month we have our annual general meeting, and at this stage it is looking as if the line-up of the executive and other positions will remain unchanged. This is not always a healthy sign, as things tend to stagnate a bit as the tired old guard start to run out of ideas. New blood always has a way of reinvigorating things, and I suspect that next year could see a few changes happening. The new conditions pertaining to COVID-19 look like returning us back to on-air meetings for a while. We have been enjoying the return to face-to-face meetings, but as the new threat materialises, we need to stay safe and be seen to be doing the right thing. It is very unfortunate that so many do not seem to think that this is serious, but none of us knows where the person next to us in the supermarket has been, and they may not even realise that they have caught COVID and are wandering about passing it on to all and sundry. To quote the RSL, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 73 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow radio hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee, and hoping that you're all well. Last Saturday, the 17th of July, a free barbecue and social get-together was held for Wison members and friends down at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities at Anderson Avenue, North Goonoog. And 33 fellow amateurs attended this event, and our guest speaker, VK5 JP Petty Young, presented an expo on the day regarding the latest advances of digital radio and C4FM, along with demonstrating and sending digital images and photos wirelessly by C4FM across the digital repeaters. The expo was also hands-on with equipment, and I've never seen so many amateurs with digital handheld radios in the one place at the same time, as 31 amateurs had their own digital radios, and Peter shared a couple of his transceivers for those that didn't. Those who attended also took advantage to have their radios programmed with repeater frequencies by Peter VK5JP after lunch. And I didn't see one radio operator go home hungry, and a great free barbecue was enjoyed by all. Wison South Australia wish to thank you, Peter, VK5JP, for such a great presentation and sharing your skills and knowledge of Wison South Australia and its friends. And also we'd like to thank the Scout SA for the use of their facilities at North Goonoog. Just a reminder, a note for your diary, that on Sunday, the 1st of August at 2000 hours, the Wison South Australian Radio Net on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network for Wison members and friends will be held again. This net is held on the first Sunday of each month, facilitated by VK5 FBIC Tony Green, So drop in and say g'day from 2000 hours on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network on Sunday, the 1st of August 2021. All hams, young and old, are welcome. The next Wison social get-together meeting and guest speaker will be a free barbecue and soft drinks. It's planned for Saturday, the 16th of October. So put the date in your diary now, which is Saturday, the 16th of October at 11 a.m. And look forward to being your host and chef again on the day down at the Scout Centre for Adventure Activities, located in Ayres Avenue, North Goonoo, and doors open at 10 a.m. This has been VK5 LSB on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee, and saying 73, stay COVID safe and free all. Cheers all.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.